We were learning yesterday about the problem of what's the problem of looking for chometz within cracks of how to fall down. Not the shulchan mitzvah, it should not be a problem because shulchan mitzvah in and in zeikin. So where's the Gemara answer? No, but you'll be looking for a machat as well. Where's the Gemara? Hi. You'll have to mix the shaloi lishmo. The Gemara says, you're right, you're going to find the macha, you're going to look for the macha after you've already finished the Dika's Chom. A couple of points. So we finished off the Tesis yesterday. The Tesis asked the Kasha, how can you tell me that to do a mitzvah shaloi lishmo? Is it Tadi Gomor? It says in the Mishnah, in Ovo, you shouldn't do it that way. You shouldn't do mitzvah shaloi lishmo. Which says the answers, no, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah is you shouldn't do it shaloi lishmo in a manner that you'll regret afterwards that you did it. In the case where you regret afterwards you did it, that's the case where you shouldn't do shaloi lishmo. If you're only doing it because of X, Y, and Z, and in the end of the day you didn't get that X, Y, and Z, then we say that you should never, and you regret for doing the mitzvah because of that, then you should never have done the mitzvah. But in our case, the person who's doing it in shame, his child should be well. He should be zichter to haba. Even if he doesn't get it for whatever reason, he still will. He does not regret the fact that he did the mitzvah, and that is a tzaddik gone. That's what says this now. Yesterday we said a run said something slightly differently. That's what they said. A couple of Achrayim asked the following question. When it comes to soccer, it says, "Ubachonuni no bezis." Hashem says, go and test me. Go and test me. Go and test me. You can give soccer and make it tonight, and you've got full right to test Hashem. So if so, what's the modern question? The Gemara says, how can you tell me that doing something shaloi lishmo is not called a mitzvah? We know by tzedakah it is called a mitzvah. The Mashal, Chasam Sofer, they ask the Kasha, what do you mean? By tzedakah it's called a mitzvah, because Hashem said clearly you can do tzedakah shaloi lishmo. How do we know that by other mitzvahs, maybe by other mitzvahs, because chometz you have to do it lishmo? If you're not doing any shema, maybe you're not a kind of mitzvah. By tzedakah, it's a special potluck. The chanunin non bezois, there's Hashem will fill up your storehouses, you become very wealthy. You say that. That's tzedakah. By tzedakah, there's a din that you can do it shaloi lishmo. But not by other mitzvahs. That's the kasha of the mashal here. Mashal is kasha. Maybe you could say like Kasha Medi, that the whole Kasha Medi was not Shver, the Shani Tzokah, the Mutal, and Nasis Vakadish Bokos. Like it says in the Gemara in Tainis, you never have to test for Shem. Chutz Mizu. Shenema Vachonuni Nobizuit. That is Mashal's question. He's got a parrot. Chasim Sefer says the Chiddush. Chasim Sefer says that this idea of testing Hashem was limited only to Parnos. The person gives tzedakah to make a tanai with Hashem that he should be wealthy, he should have a tzedakah in his work, that he can do. The chununi nevozei. But anything else not. But this is chasm sefer. To do it with tanai, your child should get better, or you should be zeich to edem haba. There was never such a tanai, never such a condition stipulated by Hashem. The pasuk of the chununi nevozei is talking about filling up these storehouses with tzvah. That's where Hashem said, test me, please. But not by other things. So the Mela, if it says here, if you give tzedakah, and you say, on condition my son should get better, and it's called tzedakah gemura, or it's called the tzaddik gamur, so you see, even doing something shaloi lishmo, even doing something shaloi lishmo is called a mitzvah, and why then by bdikas chometz?
Can I just clarify? He says, if it is Shlolis Mod, because you want Panasa. Does that apply solely to the mitzvah of Tzedakah, or does it apply to other mitzvahs as well?
This idea that you can test Hashem was only said by Tzedakah.
Thank you.
This idea of Chanuni Nod is it. Test me now. It's only said by Tzedakah. One aura that I thought maybe one of us will pick up on is the Diakin Rashi. We learned it yesterday. Rashi and Ahmed Alif. The Bernard, maybe you'll pick this one up. Second last line. Rashi, if it must all Shema Tova Loimachat. Rashi Ches Ahmed Alif, Shema Tova Loimachat.
This is
Ashi. This is Ashi. They're not terribly much. I have to lose the needle. Kodim Lechei, before doing the Dika. But what the Ashi, the universe, and now he'll look for it now. Give me the Miskavin. After the Macha, since he's got Kavona also for the Macha, Lav Shriach Mitzu, Venizik. It's not called Shriach Mitzu, and he gets damaged. So two words in Ashi, it's very difficult. Why did it say Koidim Lachin? Who cares when you ask your machat? The problem is that you'll come to look for your machat after doing B'dikas Chametz. So why did it say Koidim Lachin? So Achreinim say, I'm going to vom, I can't remember the exact name, but Achreinim say, I think it's Alpida Mashal, that has to be Koidim Lachin. If somebody is doing B'dikas Chametz, and during the course of B'dikas Chametz, he loses his machat, then that's also included in the idea of Shluchi Mitzah Einon Nizokin. When a person does a mitzvah, he doesn't suffer anything. No harm, no financial loss. So if during B'dikas Chametz, he actually loses that machat, so he would find it. It's not possible that he won't find it. Because Shluchi Mitzah ain't on his leaking. So the only concern here is he lost his machat before doing Bidika. And he now knows that there's also a machat there. So now when he's looking for his machat, when he's looking for his chomet, he'll also have in mind the machat, the needle.
I have a little bit of a shayla about something like that. To say that. Actually, you're done. The reason being is, are we suggesting that when somebody's busy in performing a mitzvah, nothing could happen that would prevent that mitzvah from happening, or would distort that mitzvah to being in its most hitter fashion? People lighting Shabbos candles and a candle going out, the light going out in Shabbos.
We're not saying that. We're saying that person will not suffer financial loss or personal harm because he did the mitzvah. That's what we're saying. Shluchi mitzvah ain't nizikin, unless it's shchiach hazika, but otherwise a person will not suffer financial loss because he did the mitzvah.
No, not because he's done the mitzvah, but what I'm saying is maybe because he did an aveira earlier that day, he was destined to lose that needle, and for whatever strange reason, he has a needle there now, or he's holding on to it, I don't know, but he was deserving of that needle being lost. It's not because he's busy doing that mitzvah that he's losing it. He lost it because he's deserving of losing that needle.
If you say like the same, then you've basically done away with any principle, shluchi mitzvah in and zik. The Gemara is the kasha. Put your hands into the hole, so what is a scorpion there? Hashem will protect you. So say no. Maybe because he did an avera, he was meant to be punished by being bit by a scorpion, and this is now an opportunity when it's going to happen. And yet the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says shluchi mitzah in and izaykin means that seems to be a rule that even if you're fucking not a good person, the person's not a good person, you did something wrong, but the punishment won't happen while doing the mitzvah.
Someone's making food for somebody who's not feeling well. There's no chance in the world that in this meaty pot, the milk will fall in. There's no chance that a bug is going to come into the pot. all these kinds of things don't happen? Is that what we're saying?
Not
shchicha, I don't think that an ant or a bug or something is going to fall into somebody's soup when he's cooking it for somebody's chesed, but it happens. I'm assuming it happens.
It's hard for me to say one way or the other, because lay there. I know what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that shluchim eats eilan izaykin, which if we take it on a very simplistic level, yes, it's not possible. And the Gemara would say a person can't get harmed. If I could ask the same question, does that mean that when a person's cooking, it can't spill and their splash hits his hands and burn himself? According to the Gemara, no. If it's not shchicha zeika, it's not possible. If you'll tell me you know the story that happened, and you lay there, I don't know. It's a question, but the Gemara is saying that we should allow a person to do bdika, putting his hand where scorpions could bite him, and not to worry about the scorpion.
Maybe it's only when it's lishma, 100% lishma.
And the Gemara says even if it's shalei lishma.
Huh?
The Gemara says even if it's shalei lishma. That's what the Gemara's question was. Maybe you'll say it's only lishma. They say, no, even shalei lishma. Even if you're looking for a needle, so it's also shalei lishma. The Gemara says that you should be, you'll have a insurance scheme there, protection. Hashem's watching over you. So, if you've got something, we know there are situations when the Torah says something and it looks like something else happened and somebody became an apikoros because of it, acher, and that we need to understand, but it seems to me that the basic rule is this is what should happen. If you know of a particular case, not like that, it's a kasha on that case. We have to work out that case. The chiddush of the Chasam Sefer is that it's not just finite, it's not just bodily harm. That's the chiddush. It's not just bodily harm. Even financial harm. Exactly the same. That's the seventh kiddush. That's already the seventh kiddush that we're saying.
That's Rashi.
Not only. Huh?
That's Rashi's kiddush?
No, Rashi doesn't say it.
Rashi says it in Rashi.
Let's say that's the Rashi.
The question, why Rashi says kiddush lachem? It's based on Marshal. So if you look at the Marshal, you have a Marshal, no? Yes, let me just see the back. I saw when I was looking in Halacha, I didn't see it here on the page. They all quote the Mashal. I'm not sure if it's this Mashal or Mashal on Halacha. No, here, 1 second. No, it's not a Mashal here. It's not too Mashal on top. It says this Shana Rashi. The reason why it says Kedim Lachem is because otherwise you'd be losing financial loss is also called a loss. Right. Okay. So that was that Nakuda. So let's go on in the Gemara. If Nakuda Yitzhak Omar, Mishum Sakona Sanofim. Because of, it's nothing to do with scorpions. There's a different sakana. You know why you shouldn't look in holes? And we're coming to answer the Gemara before him. The Gemara says, "Ein lachay ben oisay lachis yodoy mechorim lestokim." We do not obligate him to put his hand into chorim lestokim. So he said, "What are we talking about?" What, and he says, "Mimnei sakana." What are we talking about? So till now we thought the house fell down. Now Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying, no, the house is still standing. But your next door neighbor is a non-Jew. And if he sees you putting your hands or looking through the holes by candlelight, he will think you're doing shopping. The Gemara says, It goes according to the opinion of Plame. The Tanya, a hole between.
That way, Kodaram, I'm sorry to interrupt. Who's Plamo, first of all? Is he found across Shas?
The Tana.
The Tana.
Tan. He's a Tan.
What kind of a name is that?
I guess some type of Greek name. Sounds at least, no?
And wouldn't it, why did he say, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak come out b'shem Shlomo? Why is it saying, Shlomo? It's something very unique, no, to say it that way?
He's not saying it in the name of Shlomo, because he didn't hear it from Shlomo. He's saying a possible pshat in a bright that we had, and say it according to Shlomo. This bright is going according to the opinion of Shlomo. Right? So, he's putting two things together. We have one bright saying that a hole you don't put your hands in because it's sakana. Asking, what's sakana? I'll tell you. Shlomo said there's a sakana. Which sakana? Sakana of goyim. Let's see. The Tanya Chari, Shebein Yehudi, La'amoy. A hole between a Jupiter, you have an attached house, and there's one side of the house is a Jew. The other side of the wall is a non-Jew. And there's a hole in between where people store their things. So, Vodik, Admokim Shiyodim Egah, all you do is you check wherever your hand can reach, Vasham Nevat Rebilibay. That's what Tanakam says. You have to do a proper Medik as far as you can reach, and the rest be Mevat. Leime says, Kol, Atmoy, Einoy, Vodik, Mipneat, Sakone. You don't need to. Leime says you don't need to. Kol, Atmoy, Einoy, Vodik, Mipneat, Sakone. Why? What's Sakone? Why Sakone? If you're going to tell me that the guy will think he's doing some type of witchcraft and therefore he'll attack the Jew, how did you ever use that hole? Either the guy will think that you're doing witchcraft. So say no. Hotom, kimishtamish, your mama, on a hoya. When you use your hole, you don't look at it with a candle. You use it during the daytime when it's bright. The mastic adaiti. And the guy will not think, bechlal, that the Jew is doing anything weird. Ahocho, now, here, with the biggest fun, lele v'shrogo, you're doing it at night and you're using a candle. Ah, master Gaddafi, and the guy's going to notice it, and the guy's going to think you're doing witchcraft on him. Says Rashi, v'lavadate, Rashi's lavadate is, The last white line. So atma in a bidik. Same as that you don't do any bidika. Same as you don't do any bidika. Call atma shall so. Kelsey, you have a question?
Yeah. Don't do any bidika. If I can use it during the day, so do the bidika during the day.
Excellent, excellent. I was about to point that out. After doing Rashi, very good. After doing Rashi, we'll point this one out. So atma in a bidik. Call out Michel Soy. Eina Boyduk. The entire hole you don't check. Shall I yoima a goy, so that the Hanokhi, so that the goy shouldn't say, Kshofim Osali, or Oiteli. The Jew is doing witchcraft for me, on me. The Labadate, if you use it during the day, the Labadate, the goy won't realize anything. Labadate is Hanokhi. The guy won't realize, lost some eliboy, to even start thinking, alilo, that to start thinking this, libel, right? He won't be thinking this. Oh, so very good. See, Yossi pointed out, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Shlomo said, don't do the Bidikas Chametz of a hole, because of Kshofim. Why? Because at night, he use a candle. He says the place here, Mishabura, Neinachanami, in a day, you should.
You'd also have to use a candle. But if it's a hole, you'd have to use a candle. I'm saying, is it the night and the candle that makes the biggest stress, or is it the candle? Because in the daytime, when you're putting things in there, you're not using a candle. But to check it, you still have to use a candle.
Morris says, no, hold on.
But if the guy is going to see a candle, he's going to think he can do witchcraft. I have to check Mishabura. I don't have Mishabura on me here.
But see, that's even in the day.
I can't remember. I seem to recall.
Yeah, but the Gemara went out of its way to the Hora, that it's lit up.
Why is it as far as your hand could go in? I imagine that you have this hole. You don't even use a candle. You just stick your hand in. You feel around. You pull out whatever's there as far as your hand could reach. You don't even need your vision. You just need your touch.
crevice is not like a smooth hole that we have nowadays, right? Not like, well, we don't have these holes nowadays. But, I'm just having a look quickly because of Mordechai's heart. All right. You want, 1 second.
We did learn that there were those that said that even by day, even if the sun's out, you have to use a candle. I mean, it doesn't do away with the use of the candle.
In the shattered areas, right.
Yeah, no, I understand where Moses is coming from.
And inside the wall, it's going to be shadowed. I mean, you're not going to have direct sunlight going in. I mean, that was the whole thing with the pergola.
Warlocks never do that. Warlocks never make
Mishavur says not to use a candle during the day. Mishavur says not to use a candle because of the shofar. In this case, you use the sunlight. You're right. Another case where it suffices with sunlight, even though the sun's not shining. So, fine. Read the Gemara. What's the problem? Shopping. What's the problem? So what's your question, Bechlal? What's the problem, Bechlal? Go ahead, use the candle. Remember that question, Rebbeinu? Remember that question, right? We had them on the diet. Answers the Gemara.
But who's it protecting? Is it protecting the person who's doing the mitzvah? And because here the concern is that the goy is not going. It's going to start like a pogrom, not just against this one individual, but against all the Jews in the neighborhood.
You're saying you made a great assumption. Who says? The Gemara says it's a comma. It could be he's going to attack that Jew. Doesn't say that he's going to attack, make a pogrom. He thinks that Jew's doing shopping on him. And even if it would be, you could also include that in Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizikim. A harm doesn't come from doing mitzvah. Right? That's the klal. So Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizikim, and for the Gemara, Hecha Deshchia Chazeka Shani. If it's Deshchia Chazeka, then Bemet Shluchim Mitzvah can be Yizikim. Then Shluchim Mitzvah can be Yizikim. If it's Deshchia Chazeka. We're going to bring a right for it. But we see here that the rule of Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizikim is not absolute. And sometimes doesn't apply. Sometimes does not apply. When is Shluchim Mitzvah? So the obvious question is, why didn't we answer that on Amud Aleph? When the Gemara asked the Kasha, on Amud Aleph, Shluchim Mitzvah, God didn't answer, yeah, Shluchim Mitzvah. The Gemara said, I'm not. So why didn't the Gemara answer Muhammad Aleph this answer we're just saying now?
Maybe that was
sure. I think you both said the same, because it was very hard to hear both at one time. I think you both said the same. So the Bat says on Muhammad Aleph was not Shia Chazeka. Although there are scorpions, a risk of scorpions, but it's not something which is a common risk, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about it. No. What's the next question then? What's the next question? We've asked why the Gemara with Aleph didn't say the answer on the base. We've explained on Amud Aleph it wasn't Shechita Zeka. So what's the next question?
Then why is it saying it on Amud Aleph?
No, Amud Aleph is a different case.
The next question is, why didn't we say the answer we gave on Ahmed Aleph to Ahmed Beit? Right? Why didn't we give the answer which we just gave to Ahmed Aleph, give it to Ahmed Beit? We've already asked this question. So we asked that question. The Gemara gave an answer because you might look for a needle after checking. Very good. So we now know the answer. So why didn't we give that answer to explain this question. Like Shofim, actual checking, there's no risk, because Shofim is in an Izaikim. And maybe after finishing checking, you look for your needle, and then already you don't have this protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in a Nizik. The simple answer to this question is that this answer which we give here is the more simple answer.
I was saying he has a more chamer machat, more chamer chet on his hand that he does next to a guy.
I have a different idea though. When you're dealing with people, they have free will, whereas an animal doesn't have free will. So Hashem could always protect you from the animal because there's no free will intervention. But by a person, whether or not the person's going to take it as being witchcraft or not, or whether it's going to do anything about it, that's all up to that person and that person's free will.
Well, you love your
friend. The Met very sadly what you're saying, except it's negative now Gemara. The Met very sadly what you're saying. It's negative the Gemara. The Gemara asked that question that we should say Shluchim Mitzvah in and Mizaykin, even when it's to do with the next door neighbor being a non-Jew. And the Gemara's answer was it's Shchiyah Chazikin. The Gemara didn't say no, it doesn't apply when it comes to other people. The Met, your Gemara is a good honor on this sheet of the Chaim and Nachas David and all the David and Rabbi Chananel, all those that hold that whatever that means, whatever Yeshua said, it's not for now.
Dov, why can't he just go to his neighbor in the morning and tell him we're going to have a birthday party tonight?
People think he's doing shopping.
You guys celebrate birthdays with candles. We do too.
Not inside holes.
I'm just using a candle.
Inside holes?
I wanted you to celebrate with us a little bit for a few minutes.
Right. I'll be Mishra Tap, a good neighbor. A shochen tov.
Don't say, you're right, you want me to celebrate. You want to make me into a frog, and that's the way you're going to be celebrating. I prefer not to be turned into a frog. Okay, so let's moving on. So the obvious question was, the second obvious question is, why don't we use the Gemara's answer, which you gave in Amud Aleph, to plug that into the question on Amud Beis? Why don't we say the risk is you might lose your needle, might have lost the needle in your chicken? But here, one teretz given, the simple teretz is, no, this is the more obvious answer. The needle is, if we're against the wall, we'll have to say it. But the general rule of Shluchim Mitzvah is that only when it's not Shechet HaZeka. And here in Shechet HaZeka, so that's the first answer we're going to be giving at any situation. So Shechet HaZeka. Shinema, where do we see Shechet HaZeka is not enough? Where do we see Shechet HaZeka? The protection of Shluchim Mitzvah doesn't help when it's Shechet HaZeka. Shinema, Vayoyma. Vayoyma Shmuel. Shmuel said, if Eilech, Mishama Shol, how can I go to anoint David HaMelech? Shaul is going to hear me, but Argenian is going to kill me. So Hashem says, you're right. Hashem didn't say, whatsoever, I told you to do it. And you'll be protected. No. But Yoyma, Hashem, Eglis, Bokal, Tikach, Yotzla, you're right. He gave him a whole attempt, whole idea how to do it in order to be saved from the wrath of Shaul. So you see that Shechet HaZeka, even if Hashem told you to do it directly, you have no promise of protection. So Rashi. Rashi is the fourth line, fourth narrow line down. Ich Eilech, first words on the line. Ich Eilech. Ich Eilech and Shech and David. How can I go to anoint David? Even though he was the direct messenger of Hashem. Hashem told him to go directly. I hoya yari. Shmuel still fears the wrath of Shaul. You see, you can try.
Can I ask you, I've been wondering about this for a long time. We see like by Nachshav, you know, Nachshav and Navadav, that he went ahead and, you know, Hashem told you to do it, so who cares? You know, no cheshbonos or Avraham Avinu, you know, by the Akedah. And then when it comes to this, suddenly it's like you're making cheshbonos. And, you know, Hashem has to give you an ace to do it this way, don't do it that way. And well, everywhere else in Tanakh, it's like Hashem told you to do it, go.
It's a good hour, a very good hour. You're asking a number of points in this one point. One thing we see from this Gemara is that even if Hashem tells you to do something, we see that Shmuel had a right to kviyachol argue with Hashem. So how can I do this? I mean, when Hashem speaks to people, he speaks to them in the way of the Torah. If according to the Torah, this should not be happening, and we know Torah lo bishamayim, so if according to the Torah, this shouldn't be happening, then it can't be that I have to go like that. It can't be I have to go like that. We find the same with Yaakov, right? Rivka told him to go, and he said, I can't go like that. And she said, okay, she made him close. So when Hashem tells us to do something, if Shem Shram's got a big shtickle about it, by Yerid Hashem, when Hashem speaks down to us, tells us, comes down to us, it's fast to be able to discuss and argue with Kviyachol, argue with Hashem. You're asking from Nachshoyim, that he's in leaving the Midbar, they're ready. There was no other option, really. They were sitting ducks on all sides. It's not such a good argument in that case. They would stay put, they're also going to die. So the only thing was to go forward in the water. And Hashem promised, if you go through in the water, you'll be okay. So obviously, in that situation, you do what Hashem says. What do you want to do? Go back, fight, you're going to lose. But included in your question is some other points, it's a very good art. The Gemara is saying that, the Gemara is saying that even if Hashem tells you to do something, if it's negative, the Chloli, then you have a right to say, how am I meant to survive that? Why the name of Rav? Rav asked, they asked from Rav, Hani b'nei b'Rav, the day b'Bagah. There were Talmidim that lived in some valley. Can they leave the house early and come back early? Late. We know you're not meant to leave your house before light, because it's dangerous. We learned that at the beginning of the Masechta. You're not meant to come back when it's dark. Can they do it? He told them, Nesu, they can come. I'll accept the Christ. On me and on my shoulders. In Yiddish, we say on my places. On my shoulders. Don't worry, they can come. So he said, what about going back? Nizel, my, what about going back home? I don't know if the rule of Shtuchim Itzah applies also on the way back home. Itzah, Omer Beloza, Shtuchim Itzah, Inan Ezekim, Loidali Chosom, Veleba Chazirosom. They don't get damaged, not going and not coming back. The Pasuk says, well, Yachmin Gishis Artsacho. Says in the Gutai Rega. And there are no nations, no people are going to covet your land. That your cows are going to be, what's the English word of Yaakov? Grazing in the meadow. And no wild animal is going to damage it. Your chicken's going to be pecking in the rubbish heap. Vein is pecking. Vein chulda mazikosa. No polecat's going to damage it. Polecat, neighbor, raiding armies. That teva is the damage. But they won't be able to damage, or should we say paket? These cow, the cow grazing, and the chicken pecking, it's darkened to get damaged. Lozuk to get damaged. And yet they don't get damaged. The odom, shein darkened lozuk, alachas kama vakama. People are not, but even tivi, able to get damaged. This is based on the command of vakama that says, the person has a muzzle. The person has a muzzle as opposed to an animal. An animal is easier to get damaged than people, because they have a muzzle watching over them. So if already we see it, this chicken and this cow is not going to get damaged, so certainly people, when they go to the Oile Regal, they won't get damaged. Ein yela balicho. I know that when you're going to be Oile Regal. How do I know when you come back you won't get damaged? When he's about making this afterwards, you'll leave in the morning and you'll go on your way to oil. Melamed, shetelech, v'timtza, oyalecho b'sholem. Now also when you get back, you'll find your oil is all sholem. It's all peace. Right? So not even going there, you'll find everything will be okay. Also when coming back. So there were two psukim. We had one possible Yahweh Yishasatsu. That tells me on the way there, you're going to be okay. The way back is a different pasuk. When he saw a bavaita v'alakta le'ilech, v'edek demara v'chi na'achia da'afilu v'chazir. Since even on the way back you're not going to get damaged, v'alicha l'omeli, so why do I need the first pasuk? Why do I need the first pasuk? The Yahweh ish is out to her. Why do I need the first pasuk? We're going to say why we need the first pasuk. It's going to be in the Hemshech, in the continuation. But let's just take a little break and stop and think. What we said? We said, Hissi Ben Yehuda said that you won't get damaged when you go up to be Oile Regal. What was the Makoi that you're not going to get damaged when you're going up to be Oile Regal? So it says the Pasuk, Vayachud Ish is Altsuchel. What do we see from that pasuk? What do we see from the Yahweh Ish as Altsuchel that you're not going to get damaged? Altsuchel is talking about your land. When do we see anything about your animals?
Well, if you're going for the Oleh Regal, you need your animals in order to do the Korbanot.
No, but we're leaving them there. You say you're leaving your animals grazing and nothing's going to happen to them. So where do we see anything about the animals? So that takes us, Melamed answers. This is the word S. Layakwit ish S out of it, the word S. The word S tells me that your, even things which are toffled to your lands aren't going to get damaged. Okay? Let's see some Rashis. Mahu, sorry, Bnei Beirav, it's a six line, narrow line. Bnei Beirav, Talmidim Atshich L'Rabom Adayim. Talmidim has told me the Rebbe called Bnei Rav, called children of the Rav. The Zayi Bebago, the Kfarim Shebebiko, in the villages of the valley. Ma'o Levite Gedum V'chashucho, Hashkeim V'herev, can they come early and late? Koidim Alos Elois Neshacha, before Alos Neshacha, Omishet Neshacha, after nightfall, Klum Yishlem Yireim, Min al-Mazikin, they have to fear that the Mazikin. So he said, Al-Savori, Yo'ina Shazikon, the Vadai lo Yazuku, they won't get damaged, Shamitza Magina Aleim. The Mitzvah protects them. You have to say it's also not Shichazikon. The Mitzvah will protect them. Neidel lo Shpiza, what about going back home to their home, Misha Teshach, to their dormitory, once it gets dark? My, whom Yechoidim, are they able, Lismech al HaMitzvah, to rely on the Mitzvah of Bechazor, or Eloi? So he said, I don't know. To which the Gemara said, I've got brightness, so that I do know. Klapi Sha'am Ratoyah. Mitoyah Sha'am Ratoyah. Klapi means from within. From within what the Torah says, from what the Torah says, regarding your land, you'll know that you yourself won't get damaged. Ach Omer Lameidim, Shevtichu HaKosov, the Pasuk was Mavtiach you, Kach Onu Lameid, Rebeib to learn. Why? Shevtichu HaKosov, the Pasuk was Mavtiach Shelo Yuzak Memeinah. His money won't get damaged. V'chol Shekein Gufoi, and certainly his Gufoi won't get damaged. The Ein Darkoi, Lozok, a person is unlikely to be damaged. The Odom Isvei Mazal, a person is a Mazal. And he's not easily damaged, physically damaged. Okay, so there we are. That's where we're holding in the Gemara. And my battery's about to die. So I'm going to stop here. But Hashem gave us enough power to give a normal share. And we have to Hashem Thursday. We'll be back. Where are we going to do what we're doing? We have to get till the two dots, which I imagine you've got there already. Tesis, the Lamed, the Tesis, the Rav Ami, and that's basically where we have to get to this week. And then Chazara, what we learned this week. Okay? And yet, so next week, we'll learn the last part of Lamed. That's Lamed. That's Lamed too.
Thank you.